Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah chapter 32 today, verses 16 through 25. Jeremiah 32, 16 through 25. Jeremiah goes on and says, "After I had given the deed of purchase to Baruch, the son of Neriah, I prayed to the Lord, saying, 'Ah, Lord God, it is you who have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. You show steadfast love to thousands, but you repay the guilt of fathers to their children after them. O great and mighty God, whose name is the Lord of hosts, great in counsel and mighty indeed, whose eyes are open to all the ways of the children of man, rewarding each one according to his ways and according to the fruit of his deeds. You have shown signs and wonders in the land of Egypt to this day in Israel, and in Israel among all mankind. And you have made a name for yourself, as at this day. You brought your people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and wonders, with a strong hand and outstretched arm, and with great terror. And you gave them this land, which you swore to their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they entered and took possession of it. And they did not obey, but they did not obey your voice or walk in your law. They did nothing of all you had commanded them. Therefore you have made all this disaster come upon them. Behold, the siege mounds have come up to the city to take it, because of sword and famine and pestilence, the city is given into the hands of the Chaldeans who are fighting against it. What you spoke has come to pass, and behold, you see it. Yet you, O Lord, have said to me, 'Buy the field for money and get witnesses,' though the city is given into the hands of the Chaldeans." Now, what Jeremiah is doing here, folks, is twofold, and I want you to see it because it's powerful for all of us today. Jeremiah is praising God for his holy justice. He's telling the history of Israel, and he's thanking God for what he's done in the past, and then he points out the fact that Israel's the ones that have sinned, and they've disobeyed him, and that's why he's bringing the judgment, and he says, "You are right and true and holy for doing this." We see that in the book of Revelation, when God, during the tribulation period, is going to be destroying all the waters and turning them to blood. The Bible says that the angels in charge of the waters praise God during that time and say, "Right and true and just you are in doing so." But not only does Jeremiah praise God for his justice, he also thanks him for his mercy and his grace. You see, here as he talks about the fact that the judgment's coming and the city is being besieged, he says, "Yet," verse 25, "yet you, O Lord God, have said to me, 'Buy the field for money and get witnesses,' though the city is getting given into the hands of the Chaldeans." In other words, you've made a promise that even though the city will be destroyed later on in the future, land will be bought and sold there in Jerusalem and in the area of Israel. And he's just in the midst of his judgment saying, "God, I thank you that you also, though, give hope and a future." Now, didn't God make that promise to him back in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11? "I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you hope and a future, not to harm you, bless you." Now, there's judgment. I want you to understand, folks, God is a loving God, and many times he'll discipline us, and it's for our best. And no discipline at the time seems pleasant, but later it produces righteousness. As you worship the Lord, thank him for the fact that he is right and true in everything he does, and at the same time, thank him for his mercy and his grace. If you were to take the time, and we don't have time today in the time that we have, to read Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 39, Paul talks about how he considers the suffering of this present time aren't worth comparing with the glory to be revealed. He talks about how the creation, the earth, is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed because it was subjected to creation, but it will one day be released from its bondage. We who have the first fruits of the Spirit wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. The Spirit within us intercedes for us, and God prays for us. God's Holy Spirit prays for us in accordance with the will of God. And God is predestined to conform us into the image of his Son. And then he goes on and says that, "In what shall we say to these things? If God's for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?" And then as he says, it's God who the one who condemns, but he's also the one who justifies, and he's the one who's interceding on our behalf. And then he goes and says, because of God, because of our relationship with God, we face death all day long. We're considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But we're more than conquerors through this, through faith in Jesus Christ, through him who loved us. And that's where Paul ends and says, nothing will separate us from the love of God. Today's challenge from this section in Jeremiah, I want to challenge you to spend some time talking to the Lord today and saying, "Lord, you were right in what you did, and you were right because you are holy and I'm not. And here's what's happened. But I want to thank you for your mercy. I want to thank you for your grace. I want to thank you for the hope and the future that I have through Jesus Christ." It'll help you get a proper perspective in this life as we look to the life to come. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.